Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
The wildfires in Oklahoma were devastating to many rural families. One family affected was a firefighter himself. His FarmAssure policy paid quickly, just like his agent promised. You see, his dad was his agent and knew the highly rated company would pay. FarmAssure is trusted by agents when they sell a policy to their own family. And isn't that the best testament? FarmAssure. To locate an agent near you, go to FarmAssure.com. Join the thousands who already have.
Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U features breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpjace.com/sorghumu for more information. Sorghum U is brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkout Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And let's talk about our livestock futures, Tom, and the way they closed on Friday. Nice day for the cattle futures, particularly feeder cattle futures, hovering right around the limit high on Friday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We saw the cattle complex close with large triple-digit gains Friday. As Dave said, the January feeder closed at the $4.50 limit, which means today feeders will expand limits to $6.75. Now, we also saw cash cattle last week trade as high as 167 in the south and 170 in the north. Choice box beef Friday was down $1.07. Select boxes were up 75 cents on a total movement of 105 loads. The daily cattle slaughter came in Friday at 108,000 head. The weekly kill, 452,000. And we saw the cash feeder index was unchanged. Friday's close saw the February live cattle $2.12 higher. March feeder cattle $4.12 higher. And February lean hogs were up 10 cents on the day.
We'll take a look at the grains when we come back right after this.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, another rough day for the grains, lower across the board on Friday.
That's right, Dave. We saw the grain and soybean complexes on Friday have a second straight session of lower closes. The new year started off much like the old year ended for our grain complex. For the week, the March corn lost 19 cents. March Casey wheat lost 27 cents. March soybeans lost 38 cents for the week. Now, the overnight session had some good trading volume and a return of buying. Also helping the upside to overnight is the drier weather forecast in South America and the cold temps moving through wheat country here in the U.S. Now, this all took place despite the fact the U.S. dollar leaving an open gap and making a new contract high for the second straight session. We are looking at the moment, March Casey wheat 9.25 cents higher, March corn up 7, March soybeans 11.25 higher, the March cotton is up 85 points, February crude oil, a fifth straight session of new contract lows, down $1.62 this morning, March dollar index 54 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures now 31 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can we get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning. We'll visit with you again tomorrow, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.